This is an RNIB talking book.
Magic for Marigold by L.M. Montgomery.
This book has been made accessible under the Copyright Visually Impaired Persons Act 2002, 31B. Copyright in this recording for the accessible market vests in RNIB. Register charity number 226227.
4206. Magic for Marigold. Here is a brief description of the book. Marigold, an only child on a farm called the Cloud of Spruce, combats loneliness and makes friends.
By kind permission of the publishers, this book is copyright.
The copyright owners have allowed the book to be recorded, without fee, by the Royal National Institute for the Blind's Talking Book Service, England.
The recording of this book was made possible by a donation from the staff and pupils of Brockhill and St. Leonard's School, Saltwood, near Folkestone. No unauthorised broadcasting, public performance or copying is permitted. The book's read by Elizabeth Proud and there are 21 chapters. Magic for Marigold. Chapter 1. What's in a Name? Part 1. Once upon a time, which, when you come to think of it, is really the only proper way to begin a story, the only way that really smacks of romance and fairyland, all the Harmony members of the Leslie clan had assembled at Cloud of Spruce to celebrate old grandmother's birthday as usual. Also, to name Lorraine's baby. It was a crying shame, as Aunt Nina pathetically said, that the little darling had been in the world 4 whole months without a name. But what could you do, with poor dear Leander dying in that terribly sudden way just 2 weeks before his daughter was born, and poor Lorraine being so desperate...